Hi guys, welcome back to Unsaid Words, where I, your host Nadia, discuss all the things I leave unsaid. And today we're talking about the importance of being self-aware. I used to constantly find myself feeling off. I didn't know why or what the feeling was, but I just knew that I always found myself internally asking, "What's going on with me?" And because I never had the answer to this feeling or this question, this was the beginning of me becoming self-aware. I had to sit with myself to process the feelings and also figure out where they stemmed from. Because you can think that you feel off or you feel some type of way because of an instance or a conversation or a person. But really, when you sit with yourself and unpack those different feelings and emotions, you realize that it wasn't what the person said, it was how they said it that triggered you and brought up old emotions that you thought you were over. You realize that it may not be that they're too good to be true. It may just be that you've heard this before, that someone has said this to you before, and what they're saying now is triggering your trust issues. It's bringing up some abandonment issues, attachment issues. But you may not even know that you have or deal with these things if you don't sit with yourself and really unpack who you are internally and why you act the way you do. Because I think as a society, we're so used to just pushing down our emotions and going on that we don't actually stop, take the time to identify how you're feeling, acknowledge it, and then proceed. We just keep going and we act like we're good until we're really not good. And the welling of our emotions forces us to take a step back and say, "Hold on, what's going on with me? Like, am I the drama?" And maybe you are, and that's okay. But it takes being in tune with yourself to understand that in some cases, you are the problem. And that's why being self-aware is so important. How well you know yourself directly affects your relationship with others. If you understand your feelings, you can communicate them better with other people. And you can check yourself. Like, yeah, I did overreact. I apologize for that. You kind of being quiet made me think you were giving me the silent treatment. And my mom used to give me that when she was mad at me. Knowing yourself and understanding why you do things will make you a better communicator. You'll be able to say, having that vulnerable conversation with you made me want to run because anyone I've ever been vulnerable with has left me in some way. That second one was for me, by the way, as a fearful avoidant attachment girly. But I know this about myself because I'm very self-aware. Maybe too aware, I wouldn't recommend because it can start to drift off in self-consciousness, but we're not talking about that today. When you become a more introspective person, you can quickly identify when something's off internally and why. The key and process that I like to use to better understand my emotions is 1, identify, 2, acknowledge or process, and 3 is proceed. So 1 is, I feel this way. This happened and this is the way I feel because of it. 2 is feeling those feelings. You never want to do 1 and 3 without doing 2, fully feeling those emotions and processing them so that you can proceed. And 3 is exactly what it sounds like. You've identified the feelings, you understand them, you've processed them, you felt all the feels, and now it's time to decide how you're going to proceed. That is all for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it today. And if you did, leave a review, leave a comment, DM me at unsaidwords_pod on Instagram, where I put all the bloopers, updates, podcast clips, all of those things. New episodes out every Friday at 3 p.m. EST on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever else you get your podcasts. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.